All right, I am live. Welcome back to Fit Body Secrets, where my mission is to bring you guys motivation, inspiration, and a ton of tips to help you guys on your fitness journey. And today's episode was actually sparked by a listener, a follower. I have somebody that I've been talking to in the DM on Instagram, and he's been actually just applying some of the tips I've been giving him via Instagram. And he had a question for me this week that I thought would be very relevant for everybody. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk about this. I was originally going to make an Instagram post, but I thought I'd go a little bit deeper into it and talk about it on my podcast. So his question was, I had a question about starvation mode. If you don't eat enough calories, your metabolism slows down and it also hard time losing weight. I want to know how does this work? Interesting. So I thought this would be a really good opportunity for me to talk a little bit about starvation mode, what it is, what it isn't, and help you guys out. And so if you get any value out of this episode or any of my episodes, please let me know. Shoot me a message if you have questions, and or give me a like, subscribe. You can also go on Apple Podcasts and give me a review, all of that stuff to help me spread the word that I want to help more people on their fitness journey. With all that being said, that was my shameless plug to help me grow. Let's talk a little bit about starvation mode. So first and foremost, I've got 5 million tabs open on my computer, but I do want to do a little bit of share screen if you guys are watching on YouTube. And even if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or whatever you listen on and you want to go to the YouTube channel, you can obviously watch some of this stuff a little bit later on. So let's talk about what people think or what they're being told about starvation mode, essentially exactly what it is. I'm not eating enough to lose weight, or eating too little is causing me to gain weight. And I'm going to start by talking a little bit about my story, and really not talking about it, but showing you guys. So I'm going to hit the share screen button and I am going to share with you a quick post that I made a few years ago. Okay. So what you're going to see is a photo of me on the left. I am in a phone booth. It's kind of hard to tell how small I am, but I was about maybe 83 pounds soaking wet. And the photo on the right is me at the 2021 CrossFit Games at about 135-ish pounds, give or take a little bit. And the reason I am showing you guys this photo is because if it was true that eating too little would cause you to gain weight, that photo of me on the left would have likely never existed. Because when I entered treatment at 24 years old, 25 years old, I was barely eating 200 calories a day. And I was probably exercising, working out, moving the majority of my day. I was never, ever, ever sitting down. I was trying to burn as many calories as I possibly could. So if it was true that under eating would cause you to gain weight, that girl on the left would have never happened. And quite frankly, you guys would have never had the coach that you guys have today, because that was one of the hardest times in my life, but also one of the things that gave me the awareness as to what I really wanted to do with my life and helping people develop a healthy relationship with food, helping people find fitness and focus outside of just being their smallest self. Helping people find less restrictive ways to diet and better ways to cope with emotions. Like, I am all about what I do right now for a living. I love it. And so this is not about that, but I wanted to pull that photo up because if starvation mode was true, and that was just one photo, there wouldn't be starving people in the world. There wouldn't be emaciated children, and there would be no truth to being, you know, obviously malnourished. But there is some truth to what he's saying, and I'm going to explain that. But before I get into that, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about what is known as starvation syndrome. And this is a true thing. In fact, a lot of people that are underfed, no matter what weight they're at, okay, you're under eating. It could be that you're obese. It could be that you're at a normal weight, whatever it is. But starvation syndrome is a real thing. And there was a study done back in like the 1940s from a guy named Ansel Keys, where it was called the Minnesota Starvation Study. And he put people, I think it was actually soldiers, through a 6-month period of semi-starvation because he was trying to study the effects of starving the body on the brain, and I'm sorry, starving. He was trying to study the effects of starvation on the brain and on the body. So this stuff is going to be relevant to you as I talk about how undereating will impact your results, because what he noted was the biological changes were things like increased hunger and cravings, reduced strength and tiredness, gastrointestinal pain and discomfort, reduced need for sleep. So they were tired and wired all the time, headaches and dizziness, sensitivity to cold, hair loss, some swelling, and a reduction in basal metabolic rate. Psychologically, they weren't as alert. They had a hard time focusing. Preoccupation with meals and or like food in general, having a harder time making judgments and decisions, rigid and obsessive thinking, so actually becoming more OCD, behavioral changes, changes in the way that they were eating, so changes in the speed of their eating, urges to binge and loss of control over food intake, ritualized eating patterns, kind of like getting really obsessed about that kinds of stuff, increased interest in food. So we're seeing more of an interest in like recipes and things like that, hoarding food, use of hunger relief behavior. So like chewing gum and like just drinking more water, creating unusual concoctions of food, like using a lot of extra spices. I'm telling you all of these things. And if any of these things are hitting you, I'm going to explain why this is relevant in a second. And I am reading this off of a website right now. It's actually called Psychology, I believe, Psychology Tools. Disinterest in other activities. So they're getting a little bit depressed, actually even neglecting personal hygiene. And I'm going to explain why all of this stuff happens. Emotionally, they were more depressed, more anxious, more irritable. They were impatient, just more sensitive in general. Sometimes they would feel really good, but it would typically be met with like a low. Socially, they were withdrawing. They were isolated. They felt a lot of self-esteem issues. Relationships were being hindered, disinterest in sex, and just really not feeling good. So all of that stuff was related to starvation syndrome, which is a true thing. And this is the reaction to underfeeding. Now, why is this relevant? Because when we talk about undereating causing weight gain, it's not the fact that not eating enough calories is causing you to store body fat. It's causing, if you chronically undereat, those symptoms from that semi-starvation study start to happen to you. So you're getting more cravings, you're getting a preoccupation with food, you're feeling more depressed, more tired, and all of that stuff is going to impact things. And I wanted to start by making sure that I made that stuff clear, because those things do truly happen. And the longer you undereat, no matter what weight you're at, those things happen more. So if you're somebody that has a really hard time, you know, staying consistent with your food and you're binging and then you're restricting again, you might be perpetuating that cycle. Okay. So let's talk about what is actually happening when people say undereating is making it more difficult to lose weight, or I'm not eating enough to lose weight, or undereating is causing me to gain weight. All right. So first of all, we have to understand how we burn calories. All right. So how do we burn calories? People talk about wanting to speed up their metabolism. It's really hard to speed up your metabolism unless your metabolism is affected by undereating or excess body fat or some other stressor. But for the most part, we burn calories, one, by your basal metabolic rate. This is your what most people are referring to. That's your body's needs at complete rest. So optimizing, you know, just how much your body needs to sustain life. And then you've got your thermic effect of feeding. That's how many calories your body requires to digest the food you're consuming. You've got your non-exercise activity. That's the time you spend throughout your day, how active you are throughout your day. And then your exercise-based activity, the amount of calories you're burning when you're exercising. So all of those things are going to factor into your caloric expenditure. All right. So when we talk about the undereating or starvation mode, I want you guys to remove that thought. And it's not about starvation mode. We know that there is something called starvation syndrome, which will actually impact your food decisions and your movement and your body. But what people need to understand about the undereating and gaining weight thing is the effects of dieting and weight loss on metabolism. Okay. So first off, we have metabolic adaptation. Metabolic adaptation is what happens as you lose weight. So if you are 250 pounds overweight, maybe you're a female, 5'4", you're significantly overweight, you actually require quite a bit of calories because you have a lot of body mass on you. As you lose weight, your caloric needs are going to go down. Somebody that weighs 150 pounds is burning less calories than somebody that is weighing 250 pounds. And if we're comparing apples to apples, so whether it's they're two sedentary people or they're two very active people, we're comparing apples to apples here. So you at 250 versus you at 150, you're going to be burning less calories. Now, if you start training and you start building muscle, you will burn a little bit more calories. If you are sedentary and you start moving more, you're going to burn more calories. But overall, your metabolic needs at rest go down if you are lighter. And that is what happens naturally as we lose weight. Metabolic compensation is, and I like to separate the two. I think a lot of coaches will put metabolic adaptation, put it all together. I personally don't think that they're the same thing. The adaptation is really the response to you now being at a lighter weight. You don't need as many calories. Metabolic compensation is essentially what happens when we take in less calories. And specifically, if you are eating considerably less than your body needs, so you are significantly under eating, you're going to see some of those signs of starvation syndrome. But more importantly, your body starts burning less calories to compensate for the lack of calories. And this is where under eating can really go wrong. Okay. So if you are, let's just say your caloric needs at maintenance are 2,500 calories and you've slashed them down to 1,400. You didn't even try and diet on higher calories. You went all in. You're like, I'm going the hard route. I'm going to just knock this weight off faster. Initially, you will likely see a faster drop in weight until your body gets smart. Okay. So we have to understand that your body's sole purpose is to keep you alive. Your organs, everything is to keep you alive. It's why we have things put in place that, like, you put your head underwater, your body's going to give you signals like, hey, something bad is happening. Get your head out of the water, right? Like, it's the same thing with your food. If you're not getting in enough calories, your body's like, hey, what's going on? You're going to start to get signals. You're going to start to get hunger. You're going to start to get craving. That's your hormone levels. And then you're going to start to have less energy. So you're going to start to burn less calories in your day. And eventually you're going to give in or you're going to fight it. And there are a lot of people that can fight it. So if I pull that photo of me again, as my body was compensating for the lack of calories, I was fighting it. And I was like, well, I'm just going to move more. I'm going to do this more. I was thriving in that environment. Okay. But most people don't do that. Okay. I was sick at that time. I was dealing with a mental condition. So it's very important to separate that. But this metabolic compensation that happens is something that can be prevented if you guys are smarter about the way that you decide to lose weight. If you spend entirely too much time chronically cutting calories, and let's just say you went on a diet and now you're conditioned to eat 1,400 calories a day, your body will eventually compensate and now will start to run on those 1,400 calories a day. And this is where we will typically see problems. We will see problems with hormonal dysfunction, gut issues, obviously the mood, the focus, the brain stuff, all of that stuff is going to be relevant. But it does become harder to lose weight because as we all know, I hope we all know this at this point, in order for us to lose weight, we've got to create a calorie deficit. And if you're now maintaining your weight on 1,400 calories, you now have to drop your calories more in order for you to lose weight. This is where things can get a little bit tricky though, because if you're not keeping tabs of your calories, most people don't realize how many calories they're actually consuming. Okay. So if you are somebody that thinks, all right, I think I'm under eating, I honestly think the first step is let's do a food audit to actually make sure you are truly consuming that much. And this food audit should not be a daily snapshot. It's your weekly average. Your body's not going to compensate and change based on one or two days. What is likely happening for a lot of people is they're in this compensation pattern where they're under eating for several days and then they're overeating for a couple of days or even a couple of weeks. And this pattern is keeping them stuck because their average calorie intake isn't enough to create weight loss. And it's also just causing them to store. They're not feeling good in their workouts. They're not seeing muscle changes. All of that stuff is happening. Okay. So metabolic compensation is, I think, the one thing that people need to watch out for. Now, there are a couple of things that are really important for you guys to understand when it comes to the changes that can happen from underfeeding, primarily with like hormone dysfunction and all of that kinds of stuff, right? Your body fat percentage also does play a factor along with your activity level, okay? So if you have a ton of excess body fat to lose and you are still, and let's just say a ton. If you have more than 30 pounds of weight to lose, okay, 20 to 30 pounds or so or more to lose, metabolic compensation will take longer to happen as long as the negative effects of metabolic compensation, like the hormonal stuff, as long as you are still at a healthy body fat percentage. When your body fat percentage gets to be a place where it's now a threat to survival, for women, that's likely going to be anywhere less than 18%. You'll start to kind of notice some changes there. For guys, I would say probably closer to 12 to 14% or lower. Okay. So when you are at a lower body fat percentage, that is where a lot of the negative effects from under eating come into play. Okay. So if you are somebody who is like, I think I'm dealing with this metabolic compensation, it's why I'm not losing weight. Your overall body fat percentage does matter, because if you have excess body fat, your body will use that body fat for energy first and foremost. However, it doesn't change the fact that if you are under eating, it might still be making it harder for you to lose weight, not from a compensation factor in terms of like health and hormones, digestion and all that, but what it's doing to your daily energy. You might be moving less throughout your day. You might not be hitting your workouts as hard. You might not be, you know, hitting your strength work as intense as you normally would. So this is why, if you guys want to truly change your body composition, change your health, get your hormones back in check, get your gut moving. By the way, my gut masterclass coming up this weekend on Friday. Okay. If you want to get all of this stuff in check, it starts off with optimizing your nutrition first. If you don't want to deal with metabolic compensation, metabolic adaptations, you have to understand the pillars you need to have all figured out for you in order for you to optimize and maximize your metabolic rate, allowing you to burn more calories, allowing you to prevent compensation, allowing you to affect the negative effects of dieting. It starts with optimizing things first. But most people don't do that. And it's why they get stuck. The best results and the long-term results don't happen in 30, 60, or 90 days. Lifelong transformations happen with patience. Setting yourself up for success, going through the process, and ensuring that you're going to be able to maintain it long-term. And you can say, proof is honestly in other areas of your life, right? Like the most success happens when you take time to learn new skills. You can't learn a new skill in a day or two. You've got to take time to do it. Success in your job didn't happen overnight. It happened with you starting from the bottom and working your way up. You know, so if we take that same approach, and even in CrossFit or whatever fitness program you're following, you show up on day one, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You know, it takes time to learn, and over time you progress. Your nutrition needs to be the same way. And most people have no idea where to start. And it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming to try and figure out how much you should be eating, what your food should consist of. You know, like, what is my metabolism messed up right now? How are my medications affecting? What about my gut? Like, how do I get all this stuff optimized? What about fiber? What about mealtime? Like, there's so many things that you think about. And so what I want to offer all of you guys that might be watching either live, or if you're watching the replay, or you're listening on Apple Podcasts, is there is a link in the show notes, both on YouTube and on the podcast, for a metabolic assessment. Okay. This metabolic assessment is an in-depth assessment where I'm going to be taking a look at a bunch of factors. There's a section on your overall lifestyle, on your training, on your nutrition, on your mindset. It also asks you questions about medications and other conditions that you might currently be dealing with, so that I can truly work up an idea of what your body needs for your specific goals. And I'm going to do all of that for you for free. So if you want me to complete a full metabolic assessment, or you think you might be dealing with some form of starvation syndrome or metabolic compensation or adaptation, maybe you've hit a plateau. Maybe you are that person that's lost 50 pounds and now you're stuck. You can't get anywhere. You're trying everything, you're trying all the tricks in the book and the tricks aren't working. Have an outsider take a look at what you're doing and try and see if maybe you're missing something. That might be the one thing that you've needed all along to get yourself more successful. Now, I will tell you this. Anybody that has a goal and they're really ready to achieve that goal, all I ask of you that you're going to need is to trust me that keeping a food diary is the best thing you never did. And I'm going to teach you that stuff as well if you take my advice from the assessment. I'm going to work out a strategy for you. I'm going to give you everything you need. But all you have to do is commit to that one thing. I'm going to hop over to the comments. I do see a couple of comments here. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Lex. I hope you guys are having a good day. I see a Facebook user that's usually, I think it's Judy. I'm not 100% sure. But listen, if you guys are dealing with any form of feedback that makes you think that you might not be eating enough, whether it's, you know, maybe you're feeling sluggish in your workouts, you know, your gut's off, like your freaking guys, constipation, diarrhea, that stuff is stuff that people don't talk about, but it's relevant to your health. Maybe you are getting, you know, feedback that your hormones are off. Maybe you think your hormones are off. Maybe your sleep sucks. All of these things are signs that your body's not getting enough nutrients. And I didn't even touch on the fact that it's not just calories. It's also food quality and macronutrients, getting in good balance. So if you guys want help with that, okay, that's what I'm going to do for you for free. You're just going to fill out that free assessment, that assessment link. I'm going to tell you, hey, here's where you're at. Here's where you need to be. And that's all I got today, guys. I hope you guys are all having a great week. If y'all are hitting the quarterfinals this week, good luck. Lex, I'm not sure if you're doing it. I haven't made up my mind yet. I figured I'm going to see what the workouts are first and see if I decide to participate or not. So, but that's all I got. I hope you guys all have a great day.